Abraham, the father of discipleship. Lesson 7. I will rouse your sons, O Zion, against your sons, O Greece, and make you like a warrior's sword.
Zechariah's prophecy is being fulfilled today in the Hebraic Restoration.
Throughout the world, our Father is sending forth a Hebraic understanding of the Scriptures.
He's undoing the Hellenistic distortions of God's Word that began in the 2nd and 3rd centuries.
Many of these men referred to as church fathers used a philosophical approach with the Bible. They tried to reconcile Plato's teaching with Christianity.
And through Rome and Greek influence came all kinds of pagan practices which are now embraced as Christian.
The most pervasive of these pagan policies is the clergy system that dominates Christendom. It keeps so many Christians in a state of spiritual infancy.
And the more passive people are, the less they rely on the power of the Holy Spirit to make disciples.
Before the coming of Jesus, the Hebraic stream of Judaism followed the trust-based way of life of Abraham. This stream had been teaching for over 200 years that a person must experience a spiritual rebirth. In other words, be born again. And apostles, prophets, evangelists, and older men of wisdom who were spiritual shepherds and teachers were already components of faith communities.
These shepherds of the spiritual extended family were leaders by example.
They were well known and esteemed by the people they served.
God had been using these equipping roles among the Hebraic stream to prepare the way in discipling people fit for service in His kingdom.
And Jesus knew that equipping gifts would be needed among His disciples.
Those who were fully discipled would then be prepared to serve and mature in Him as they continued to build up His collective body.
It was Jesus who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be shepherds and teachers to prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
Our Lord intends His people to mutually cooperate in their giftings.
As these anointings work together, Jesus' way of making disciples can continue in His ever-expanding kingdom.
Again, these equipping roles are not ecclesiastical positions. They're spiritual anointings based on close relationship with the people being equipped.
Remember, Abraham, as well as Israelite parents, knew the bent of their children.
And in 3 years' time, Jesus had fully equipped 12 men to serve as His apostles. How did this preparation take place? Jesus spent a lot of personal time with each man. As they lived together and traveled together, He got to know the bent of each one. He also knew who was the skeptic, the doubter, the one who spoke too quickly, and the ones who thought they were the greatest. By understanding each person thoroughly, Jesus was able to guide them as a group as each did his part in extending the kingdom.
The role of shepherd teacher in a home fellowship family especially reminds us of Abraham.
The words shepherd, elder, and overseer are often interchangeable in the Newer Testament. They mirror the purpose and service of an elder clan leader in the Older Testament.
In both contexts, a shepherd is an older man of wisdom. He's prepared to represent his Heavenly Father's compassionate concern for the people in his care.
Through personal ongoing relationship with each one, he's able to determine their spiritual giftings, spiritual maturity, and even their particular personality traits.
The apostles, prophets, evangelists, and shepherd teachers who are being raised up today to serve aren't speaking at people from behind pulpits or in front of large audiences of strangers. You might say they're ordinary people, faceless and nameless, with only the character of Jesus shining through.
As Jesus said, the kingdom of God isn't identified by its visible presence. The kingdom of God is within you. because his spirit is within all who are born again.
For more on the Hebraic background role of the shepherd teacher, download our Hebraic article, Hebraic Home Fellowships Must Produce Godly Generations, or our book, Pastoring by Elders. The website addresses are at the end of this segment.
The pattern of discipleship Jesus modeled and intended in his kingdom is based on spiritual power.
And the anointings that are needed to equip his people to disciple others are being restored even as we speak.
So make sure you're attuned to his spirit and fulfilling your part as Jesus trained his first disciples to do.